Genesis chapter 14. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel king of Shinar, Arioch king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer king of Elam, and Tidal king of nations, that these made war with Bera king of Sodom, and with Birsha king of Gomorrah, Shinab king of Admah, and Shemeber king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, which is Zoar. All these were joined together in the valley of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea, Dead Sea. 12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year Chedorlaomer came, and the kings that were with him, and struck the giants in Ashtaroth-Karnaim, and the Zuzims in Ham, and the Amims in Shav-Kiriathaim, and the Horites cave-dwellers in their Mount Seir, to El-Paran, which is by the wilderness. And they returned, and came to On-Mishpat, which is Kadesh, and struck all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites, who lived in Hazazon-Tamar. And the king of Sodom went out, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the same is Zoar, and they joined battle with them in the valley of Siddim, with Chedorlaomer the king of Elam, and with Tidal king of nations, and Amraphel king of Shinar, and Arioch king of Elasar, 4 kings against 5. And the valley of Siddim was full of tar pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there. And those who remained fled to the mountain, and they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their food, and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who lived in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one who had escaped, and told Abram the Hebrew, to cross over, because he lived in the plain of Mamre the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Aner, and these were allies with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother nephew was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them to Dan. And he divided his forces against them, he and his servants by night, and struck them, and pursued them to Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother nephew Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him, at the valley of Shav, which is the king's valley. And Melchizedek, king of right, king of Salem, peace, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him, and said, blessed is Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed is the Most High God, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. And he, Abram, gave to him, Melchizedek, tithes, a tenth 10% of all. And the king of Sodom said to Abram, give me the people, and take the goods to yourself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand to the Lord Jehovah, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latch, and that I will not take anything that is yours, lest you should say, I have made Abram rich, except only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion.